Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Sean Doyle is here. Sean's a 17-year member of our Brain Trust, co-founder, principal, and director of strategy at Fitzmartin, Inc. He is the author of 19 Practical Business-Driven Ideas for an Executive in Charge. It's the book called Shift, and he's our good friend. Sean, welcome back.
Oh, I'm glad to be here. It's going to be a great day.
Also, Enabling Profit. That's another one of his books. Hey, Sean, talk to us about what you call the value triad. In the before you got here, I was telling the audience that we all have a combination of motivations, value touch points. That as human beings, there's some of it's emotional, some of it's practical, some of it's monetary. But there's all these little touch points. That if we can make them align, people will do business with us. How do we do that?
Oh, that's a great question. And it doesn't have to be a question that, you know, Adam Smith, Wealth of the Nations, Economics Theory. It can be really practical, right?
So yeah.
I've been thinking a lot about value and this idea of a triad. In other words, that we spend all of our time seeking out three types of value in this value triad. And the three things are increase in revenue.
As businesses, that's what we do.
Even as people, this works for B2B and yeah. B2C. So revenue, decrease in cost, and emotional contribution. And we can give some examples in a second. But I think all business owners have got to think about this. We spend so much time seeking value. We don't often look at our own businesses and go, how do we deliver value?
Mm-hmm.
And this gives us a great framework to do just that, to look at what it is we do, what it is we sell, whether it's a service, experience, a product, and say, how do we deliver value? Because everybody's buying some type of value.
Mm-hmm. Whether they realize it or not, there's a value proposition that's on their mind that if you don't deliver it, they're going to move on. How many times have we gone to a website, perhaps, or walked into a store, and we were going to buy something. We were motivated. We needed it. But there was something that didn't quite fill in the void. And so we clicked out, and we walked away. I do it all the time.
It's amazing. Yeah, it's a balance. If you think about these as three buckets kind of balanced like a triangle on a needle, it's easy to think about. We have to have equal buckets of value, revenue, cost, and emotional, but that's not true either. You can actually have a heavily weighted emotional contribution or a heavily weighted revenue gain or value that's based on cost reduction
mm-hmm.
that barely even recognizes the other two.
Well, but for example, decreased cost can't be a good business decision if it's not weighed against the value you're getting for what you're spending, right?
Fair,
you have to have a value proposition in there.
Well, and like so I think I have a Nest thermostat. I think it's a great example. It promises decreased cost to operate my home, the HVAC system.
Yeah.
It promises that, and that's true. It actually does. But it's also got a lot of emotional contribution. It's kind of cool to have a Nest thermostat. And I love doing it on my app. And people are like, what are you doing? Oh, I'm adjusting my temperature. You know, it's got to need emotional contribution. Jim, do we have time to give a quick definition of each of these?
Yes, please.
Well, let's do it. So revenue gain is fairly obvious, right? It's how is what we offer to sell increase revenue or performance even. And the second thing is then cost reduction. That seems really obvious. How can I reduce my cost? Like Nest, they offer me a cost reduction.
Mm-hmm.
You could argue that's a revenue gain too, because that's money I get to keep.
Right.
And then emotional contribution, it's maybe what we call the soft thing, but it's all those different aspects That's trust. It's confidence. It's communicating value of brand. It's reducing risk for you. It's increasing communication. So emotional contribution can be a huge, huge differentiator for a small business. Well, for a large business. So that value triad has these three components. And together they become really a powerful way to define the total value that your business provides to your customers.
So when you're making decisions about your business, whether you realize that these three are on the table for you, they are. And when you're developing
Absolutely.
A product or a marketing campaign, when you're going to market with something, with an offering of a product or a service, if you're not realizing that your customers have this same triad in their mind, even though they're not realizing it, they do. If you're not addressing your pitch, your program, your offering, your array of options, if your proposal, your demonstration, if you're not addressing that in your as you go to market, then you're gonna leave something wanting, aren't you?
Absolutely. And you know, what's powerful about this framework, and I'm dedicated to equipping business leaders to lead their business really in a better way and to leverage yep. marketing in powerful ways that have never been done before. And this framework gives you a tool as a business leader to do just that. So it's important to remember, too, the magnitude of importance of each of these three aspects will vary based on the customer. The mm-hmm. customer still gets to think through this. For example, let's say you're a lawyer. So you could sell revenue gain because if you'll work with me, I can get you through the merger acquisition process more quickly. I can get you to market more quickly. Or efficient litigation could increase your competitiveness. So there's a revenue gain offering as a lawyer. But cost reduction, I could say, I've done this so many times, I can do it in a third the time of other lawyers. I could actually offer you a cost reduction. And then the emotional factors, I could give you confidence because of the work, the quality of work I do. You can be confident going to market with the legal work I've done. And you've got reduced risk because I'm really good. So you mm-hmm. as a business leader have confidence.
And the value is in the value might be that you pay them more.
Absolutely.
You know, what you just said, the statement that you just made, I would say, okay, I now see why they charge more per hour than the other people do, because they're telling me, they're convincing me that they're going to deliver more value. And that's the issue, folks. And this is where small business owners differentiate themselves. This is why we can never be the cheapest. We should never be the cheapest. We should always be the best. And we got to learn how to sell that. And Sean Doerr is going to help us do that again, more after the break. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.